baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and you fill in the blank. Summer and Chevy go together like road trips and sunshine. Check out the full line of Chevy SUVs and trucks at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
720 WGN, John Landecker at 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. We were looking for a guest scheduled at this time. Jake Potosnick, who is Chicago's newest James Beard Award winner and proprietor of Feld, which is a 20-seat, quote-unquote, relationship-to-table restaurant. And apparently there have been some reservation mix-ups to use the restaurant vernacular, if you will. And we have an opening, and I guess if he ever shows up, he can take a seat. No, I don't know what wires have been crossed, but whatever they are, that's fine, and maybe we'll be able to do this somewhere else down the road. I was thinking myself, actually, how could he get away from the restaurant at 7:18 on Tuesday night? Are restaurants, it's been so long since I've been in the Chicago restaurants, you know, are restaurants, what are they called, dark? Are they closed on Tuesdays? Because, you know, if you've just won a James Beard Award and it's 7:18, people eat, right, at about this time? So I would think he'd be pretty busy. But as I say, he's not here now, so attempting to have him on in the future, hopefully that'll occur. I had some friends years ago that I knew in the East Coast and some other friends in other areas of the country who took it upon themselves to open their own restaurants. And, you know, if you've seen The Bear, the series that takes place in Chicago, they only give you, I think, part of the experiences, at least that I was able to observe. And I don't think I'm speaking out of school when I say that owning a restaurant is one of the least secure occupations known to mankind. Is that right, Jake? Jake, you with us?
I'm with you. It's certainly a career path of choice.
But isn't it, like, really iffy? I mean, the casualty rate, for lack of a better term, for restaurants succeeding over X amount of years is pretty low, isn't it? I mean,
there's a lot of stats about 3 years, five years, 10 years, if you're lucky to get to that point. But you also have to think about the fact that there's professional people who open restaurants, and then there's people who are like very, very good cooks whose friends are like, you should open a restaurant, but don't actually understand the business. And open and they close in a year, and that plays into that statistic quite heavily.
How do you say your last name, Jake? I just want to make sure I got it right.
It's Potosnick.
There you go. And you are, congratulations, by the way. I'm sure you received many recently, and you do deserve them. Chicago's newest James Beard Award winner. This is the, like, Oscar of the restaurant industry. There was an award ceremony, and you, well, first of all, congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
It's been a whirlwind 24 hours, that's for sure.
Are you open tonight?
No. Oh, Lord, no.
I was thinking, when it took you a while to get to the phone, I'm like, wait a minute. It's he can't be open, because now would be an onslaught of customers, you know, the day after winning this award. And the business of running a restaurant really is almost 24/7, isn't it? Really?
Absolutely. I mean, Feld is a 20-seat restaurant. I mean, we're tiny, and I'm the owner chef, so it really is 24 hours. I mean, I won this award last night, and then this morning I had to go pick up more espresso beans for the restaurant. Like, it's sort of nonstop.
Well, those could be since you had an awards ceremony last night, those beans could probably find some immediate use once you got back to the restaurant.
It is, like, very lucky. We're normally closed on Tuesdays. Like, we didn't close today.
Okay.
And it, And that's good, because I do think my team could have used the recovery day after the celebration as well.
Yes. So how many, if you don't mind me asking, how many employees do you have?
Yeah, so I have nine employees. I've got three on my wine team, and then five cooks, and then a porter, and then myself.
And 20 seats.
20 seats. Yeah, it's very small.
Very small.
But it's a very intimate fine dining experience. I mean, we're looking at a 20 to 25 course tasting menu.
What? A 20 to 25 course tasting menu? Would it be too much to ask? Like, give me an example. Could you run down 25 off the top of your head?
Oh, wow. Well, so, I mean, here's what I'll say. Like, we create our menu based around the produce that is in season right now. It's like hyper-seasonal farm to table. Right. So if you were to come to Feld right now, you would see probably like strawberries are in season, peas are in season, asparagus is on its way out. So you would see five dishes with strawberries and six dishes with peas. And, and we really try to highlight the seasonality of the moment. But lots of small bites, of course.
It's not 25, but it's a daily menu. It's not something that's set in stone. Yeah, it rolls with whatever is in season.
So I'll get up tomorrow morning, go to the Green City Market, and what I pick up there is what we will serve tomorrow night.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
What time you get up?
I'll try to get to the market around 7:15 tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, it's early rising and then all day preparing and then in the evening serving. I would imagine it is. Is it as intense as you see? Do you know that TV show, The Bear? You know
what I'm talking
about? Is it as intense as that, or is that really exaggerated?
I mean, it's exaggerated. It's like the show ER. I'm sure for doctors, they see that and they're like, "What is it?"
Yeah.
But you know, at the same time, yes, it is a. It is a very, like, the day, it's really important for me that during the day at Feld, it's not super intense. We laugh, we have a good time, I'm playing music. But when service starts, I mean, these are guests now who, because of the awards we've gotten, may have booked this 3-4 months ago for a special occasion. And there is a lot of pressure for us to provide them an incredible time. And, So you know, we're focused. Like, it's a very focused environment, but it's also very warm and welcoming, and we're very respectful of each other as employees and employers as well.
Well, I think the ambiance, if that's the right word, of a restaurant is almost as equally important as the cuisine and the preparation. At least that's what I've been led to believe, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a really firm believer in the idea of, like, the experience, and that. Yeah. So if you have 20 bites at Feld at the end of the night, if I come up to you and I go, how was your experience this evening? If a guest starts naming, oh, I loved this dish and this dish, I actually cut them off and I'll say, I'm glad you liked those, but how was your experience? How did you feel as a whole? I'm really interested in how you feel from a hospitality standpoint and how that involves itself in the food. Cause it does. It all goes together. You can go to a place with amazing food and terrible service and you're never going to want to go back.
Been there, done that. Are you kidding me? Are you the person have you coined this, expression, relationship to table restaurant? Is that your?
I did. I coined that in the lead up to the restaurant. Cause I was trying to figure out a way to describe what we do, because we are farm to table, but we try to take that to its extreme in that we almost exclusively work with farmers that we have gone to visit, fishermen. I mean, I flew my entire team to Maine to meet with a fisherman who we work with for halibut and scallops. I want to share other people's stories with my guests, and even down to the chopsticks were made by a guy in Skokie. I mean, it's all I want to do is tell other people's stories.
You know, that almost sounds like a setup for a joke. You know what I mean? we went here to Maine to get this. And then, by the way, the chopsticks are made by a guy in Skokie.
Well, the punchline is a James Beard Award.
Yes, indeed. But that's no punchline. So what got you into this business in the beginning?
You know, I wanted to be a cook since I was a little kid.
Really?
Too much Food Network on the TV. The first word I could spell was cow, and the second word I could spell was saute, because I just love Thai food as a little kid. And so I think I was just sort of always destined down this path.
The second word you could spell is saute. You know, not many individuals can say, I don't think I can spell it now, as a matter of fact. How long in advance now would one have to make a reservation to get to Feld after this? Well, it was months before, I'm pretty sure, but now with the Beard Award, it's got to be what?
Well, the most we ever open ahead of time is 2 to 3 months. We don't open 6 months ahead just because, we never know if we're going to get an event and we have to close in 4 months or something like that, an opportunity. So right now, reservations are open through August on Tock. We probably are going to open September a little earlier than we were planning on it, because we normally open the first of the month. So September would have opened in July 1st. But with all the excitement, the summer's pretty much sold out. So we'll probably open up September a little earlier.
And where is Feld located?
We're in Ukrainian Village. We're 2018 West Chicago Avenue, so Chicago and Damon.
And what has I know it's, you've only had maybe less than 24 hours to let this soak in, but what's the most amazing thing that you felt, since we're going to go with feelings here, or relationships, that you've realized since getting the award? I mean, you know, you hear about getting Beard Awards or other people receiving awards in their particular line of work, but after it's done and after the party's over and all of that, then how did you feel?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I'm so lucky with is that we turned 2 years old in about a week, and
wow.
I have five of the employees I have been still with me since day one. And last night I got to celebrate this award with all of them, and it's really nice that it's my name on the award, but restaurants are a team sport.
Right.
And so the best part of this was last night getting to celebrate with my team, and the fact that the James Beard ceremony is in Chicago.
Yeah,
so I got to be in my home city with my team and everybody here. It was just an amazing experience, and to see them so thrilled. I mean, we literally passed the medal around for everybody to wear it. And it was just their joy brought me more joy than actually winning the award.
Well said. Thank you for being with us, Jake, and all the best to you and your staff and the restaurant, and continued good food. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet.